Okay, the next malacha, the eighth malacha, sort of new malacha, is a tochein, grinding. Now, the purpose of grinding is to take things and to reduce them to smaller particles in order that you can then either process them, like by flour, making grain into flour so it becomes edible, or other things that you make smaller so you can handle and eat them, whatever, or do things with them. Now, that includes, according to most opinions, we'll see that not everybody and not in every situation, but includes dicing, mincing, chopping, crushing, pulverizing, mashing, and slicing thin. According to all different opinions, all of those things are included in tochein. Now, tochein has a few, five different conditions.
Pulverizing?
Pulverizing, yeah. Pulverizing, taking a stone and pulverizing it into dust is tochein. Or taking a clump of earth and making it into sand again is called pulverizing. It's also clean. Okay, first of all, what?
I mean, if you
usually
buy food, it comes into a mush.
That
doesn't make a difference.
Mashing is also machoker. Still considered tochein. It's a machoker. I'm saying, that's some. That's called tochein. Said, not everything is according to everybody, but it's according to all different kinds of opinions, all these things are included in tochein. Okay, first thing is, tchina only applies to things that grow from the ground that are foods. But foods that don't grow from the ground, there's no tchina. In other words, you're allowed to grind up meat, eggs, fish, anything that doesn't grow from the ground. Okay, that's the issur of tchina only applies to gedulei karka. However, that only applies to foods. Foods that are not gedulei karka are not part of tchina. But things that are not foods, or things that are not edible, without grinding them up, okay, like raw meat, there you can have the issur of tchina. So this condition, that grinding only applies to things that grow from the ground, is only food stuff that grow from the ground. Food things that don't grow from the ground, this malacha doesn't apply to. You're allowed to grind them up, except there's a condition. You're not allowed to grind it up with a kli that's miyuchad for grinding. Can't use a grater, right, or a grinder, or whatever, because that's uvda d'chol. Okay? It's not because of the malacha, it's a rabbinic thing. And however, you are allowed to use an egg slicer to slice eggs, even very thin, because an egg slicer is not considered a kli that's miyuchad. It's considered a bunch of knives that happen to be together. It's not something that's made specifically for grinding. It's cutting, and it just happens to be very nice to have a few knives together. So Moshe Feinstein holds that an egg slicer you're allowed to use, but you wouldn't be allowed to use things that are specifically made for grinding, like a mortar and pestle, or a grater, or a potato masher. Well, potatoes is a different story, but something doesn't grow from the ground, right? To mash eggs with a potato masher wouldn't be allowed. Okay, now, however, things that are not food, like wood, metal, mud, stones, those things, even though if they're not gedulei karka, they don't grow from the ground, there's still the malacha applies to them. So you wouldn't be allowed to scrape mud, dried mud, off a beged, right, besides the fact that you're cleaning the beged, but you're also pulverizing the mud, and that's awesome. Why do we get here? Why?
Why are we not allowed with the things that don't grow from the ground?
Okay, because one of the ideas behind it is the following. That since the major malacha in the Mishkan, right, this is all based on what was in the Mishkan, tchina in the Mishkan was on things that grew from the ground that weren't usable, right? They weren't edible without grinding them. So any food kind of thing that grows from the ground, that isn't edible and needs to be ground, that's the malacha. So therefore the malacha extends to all kinds of food that grows from the ground, even if it is edible, vegetables are edible without grinding them. It's not like grain, right? But since the malacha basically was in food things that grew from the ground, right? Even though it wasn't exactly like this, it's close enough that it's awesome. But food things that didn't grow from the ground, right, those are not like it at all.
Okay? Because it's only food things that grew from the ground were in the Mishkan. But things that are not food, that didn't grow from the ground, and don't have this idea, they're also not usable unless you pulverize them, right? Then they're similar in one respect to the things that were in the Mishkan, insofar that they were things that weren't usable until you ground them. Those things are also awesome. Okay, in other words, in the state that you want them, you file metal filings you can't get unless you grind the thing. So you can use the metal as metal. You can't use metal as metal filings unless you file it. The same thing, you can't use earth and sand unless you break it up, right, from a brick or whatever. So those kinds of things are also because they're similar in one way to what was in the Mishkan, even though not in another way. But something that was food and is edible without grinding it up, right? Like regular meat and fish and eggs or whatever, that's totally different than what was in the Mishkan, therefore it's not included in the Malacha. Things that are not growing from the ground but are not food are similar to what was in the Mishkan therefore, in one way, and therefore they're also.
Therefore to make offense?
No. Therefore that's included in the Malacha. It's in the Torah. It's in the Torah. This is not rabbinic. It's in the Torah. Okay, next. Next condition. So that's the first condition. What kinds of things are included in Tochein is only Gedulei Karka foods, and even things that are not Gedulei Karka if they're not foods. Next thing. Ein Tochein Acher Tochein. If something was ground up and then put back together, okay, then you can regrind it. Meaning, you had ground flour and you made bread. Now you want to grind up the bread, again, not with a grinder, but you want to chop up the bread into breadcrumbs, or into fine breadcrumbs. So, okay. As long as you don't make it finer than flour, which is pretty much impossible. So, however, if you make it finer than it was to begin with, right, you have something that was ground up with big pieces or whatever, and then it was put together, and now you want to grind it up into smaller pieces than it was to begin with, that's awesome. But if it's no smaller than it was ground up to begin with, that's okay. However, that's only by something that the original grinding, right, was not completely bottle, and it went back to be what it was before. Examples of that are the following. Salt. That may have been ground up and then was made back into rock salt. So it's not just the pieces were put together like bread or whatever, where you took the thing and you made it, but it still was the grinding, what's it called, was still effective, and now it's a new thing. But where you make it go back to what it was originally, for instance, you have sand that may be originally a rock, and now you made the sand again into a brick. The brick completely was mavato, the original grinding. So now you can't, what's it called, grind a brick either, even though it was originally ground too. Or rock candy. Like we take sugar, that was ground, you put it in water, and you let it crystallize. So that completely goes back to originally being together. It's not that you're just taking the pieces and putting them back together. You're not putting the pieces back together. If you take sugar and you, melt them together somehow to make the little pieces stick together, that would be the same thing. But here you're not making them stick together. You're totally making a new mixture and creating a new thing that was never ground. Right? It's panim chadash, it's a new thing. That's also, again, to grind it. Same thing with metal, earth. Right? Even if it started out ground and became a rock or whatever, that rock now is nothing, it's not a bunch of earth together, it's a different thing. And that thing now starts again as if it was a new thing. Yeah?
Just have a sugar and you want to sprinkle it on something, could you put it into like a tea strainer and sprinkle it with that?
Yeah, that's you're not. First of all, you're not crushing it with that thing, and you're not separating anything with it. You're just using it to, spread it around, and you're not doing it into the wind. You're doing it directly down. There should no malach involved. That's okay. Next thing. So that's tochein acher tochein. You can't regrind something where the original grinding wasn't bottled completely, like bread, crackers, whatever you want to crush them up. And make what's it called, matzah meal out of matzahs, all of that's okay.
Dr. Rav had told me before the whole idea that Rav just mentioned now is the grah. Rav said he's going to make it like the chazanish. That's not the way to the whole that's all. And for example, for came to new, the rich says there's a cookie,
yeah.
And that it is mutzah to grind it up.
Right, it is mutzah to grind cookies. He said, according to this reason, it's not that it was bottled completely. You still have little pieces of flour that are connected in the cookie. It's still crumbs. Right? Just the crumbs are connected together. It's not bottled like a rocks candy. Rock candy is completely panim chadoshes bolik. Here, it's little pieces of flour that are connected together.
Okay. Such things you can do
derech
achila itself, though.
We'll get to that. That's another condition. Okay, the next condition is miyad. If there is opinions that say that if you grind things up for immediate use is the same thing as what we said by Boder. For that meal, without any other things coming in between, the amount of time it takes to prepare for that meal specifically, before it, that's called the altar, that it's mutter to grind things. So there are opinions that say that you're allowed to dice salads or whatever as long as you do it right before the meal, just like Boder. Okay? There are those that say it's osur, that this heter of doing it before the meal doesn't apply, okay? And l'chatchil should be machmer like that, and not grind things or cut them, you know, very, very small, even before the meal. Okay? Some hold, the Chazon Ish holds, that even according to those that hold, that you're allowed to crush things before a meal or cut them up, but you're not allowed to mash them. Mashing isn't included. And mashing, according to everybody, can't be done before the meal. Then we'll have to use the next heter, which we'll get to in a second. And the Igros Moshe holds that mashing b'chlal is not called toching. You mash up a banana. You mash up or whatever. Since it all remains together, you're not separating into little pieces. That's not called toching altogether. But l'chatchila, we're not somech on that unless there's a tzorech for a baby or something like that, and there's no other way to do it. We'll see in one second that you should be machmir l'chatchila to do it with a shinui. Shinui means that instead of using the right part of the fork or spoon or knife, you use the handle. That's enough of a shinui. You crush it, mash it, cut it, not with the right part of the fork or spoon, but the handle of it. And then, what's it called, then you can do it, and preferably right before the meal. Okay. The truth is, with a shinui, would even not before the meal. But, so in any case, then there's also another shaila like this. Whether something that's cooked, is the isser of grinding apply to cooked things, or mashing? The Chazon Ish, who holds that mashing is osser, says it only applies to raw foods, like bananas, avocados, whatever. But cooked potatoes, even if they're totally whole, but they're soft because they're cooked, you can mash them. You can mash potatoes regularly, right? Even not right before the meal, and even without a shinui. Okay? The Reb Moshe holds that only if the potato was completely crushed before Shabbos can you then mash it more on Shabbos. But if it wasn't completely crushed, you can't mash it. So in that respect, Reb Moshe is more machmer. Okay? And here he's talking about not mashing like a banana or whatever, but, you know, breaking up into little pieces. Because otherwise he holds it, if it's mamish mashed and it's not separate pieces, it's okay altogether. So Reb Moshe would hold by not mashed potatoes, but let's say cutting up potatoes, cooked potatoes into very small pieces, unless it was broken completely before Shabbos, out of its surah of a potato, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. And there's another opinion, that's from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that if it was completely whole before Shabbos, right, and on Shabbos it's completely whole, then you can't mash it or break it down into pieces. If it was even partially broken down, then you can break it down completely. So with three different shittos. The Chazon Ish holds if you have a cholent and you want to mash your potatoes, even though the Chazon Ish holds that real mashing is usher, mashing of cooked things isn't. If you want to mash them according to Reb Moshe, you can mash it as long as you don't make it into separate pieces. But if you want to make it into separate little pieces, not one thing like a mashed banana, right, then Reb Moshe holds unless it was broken up completely before Shabbos, you can't mash those little pieces into smaller pieces. And Reb Shlomo Zalman holds it had to be broken up partially at least before Shabbos. So what we should do is like this. That to be machmer in all these things, you should not mash even bananas, avocados, or smear them, right, unless the following conditions are there. Either you do it right before the meal, okay, and that only helps for cutting things very, very small, right, and that also should be machmer not to do, right? But if you have to do it already, right, then do it only before the meal, or with a shinui. Now, cutting, dicing things, you can't do with a shinui. You can only break things that have to be broken, like hard things that, you know, but you can't cut tomatoes with the back of a spoon, right? That you have to slice. So those kind of things, since there's anyway machlokas, whether slicing thin is called tochein or not, it's machlokas, dicing for sure is tochein, then you should do one of these things. The first thing is be machmer and not cut little pieces, even right before the meal. To cut bigger pieces that still need to be chewed. You can't just swallow them whole. If they're diced so small that you just swallow them whole, then that's called tochein. So to be machmer lechatchila, not to cut things very small, or to mash them, or to pulverize, or anything like this, even before the meal, to do it before Shabbos, or to do it in a way that's not tochein by making big pieces. That's the biggest chumrah, and that's what lechatchila you should do. If it's necessary, you can't for some reason, you have to dice it, because people are going to eat it or whatever, and they can't really eat bigger pieces. You're doing it for a baby or something. There's a tzorich, okay, that you have to do it. Then, if you can do it with a shinui, that's better. If you can't do it with a shinui, and you do it right before the meal, according to some, that's also mutter. But those are all levels of bidyevet. First, don't do it at all unless you're doing it big. So it's not tochein. Second, do it with a shinui. Because most pashitas hold a shinui over here is mutter. It's not just that it's midrabon, it's mutter. If you can't do it with a shinui, then bidyevet, you could be somech on the fact you do it right before the meal, except when it comes to mashing like bananas or whatever. And there, with mashing, you can do it with a shinui, and that's what you should do. Yeah?
What's considered tzorach for a baby? I mean, they have to have a torn potato.
Yeah.
They're not going to go nuts if they don't get the torn potato. But
with the potato, there's another cooler that it's cooked. With potatoes, if it was cooked, let's put this one, there's another answer. If it's really cooked, where it's really, what's it called, so soft, that if you pick it up, it'll fall apart, then that for sure you can mash. The same thing goes with an avocado. If avocado is so soft that if you pick up a little bit of it, it just falls apart, then you can spread it on bread and mash it. If it's not that soft, then it's a problem with mashing. There's a machlokas where the mashing bichlal is, what's it called, a malach or not. If it is, then it could be that you're not allowed to do that even before the meal, then you have to do that with a shinui, okay? So, again, if you can do it with a shinui for the baby, most of the things that the baby needs, you can do with a shinui, do with a shinui.
So
and then it's okay.
If it's shantachila and it's with a shinui, like...
Right, that's okay. Yeah, that's already, you're being machmir.
If it's already mashed, like the avocado's already mashed, what's that? Yeah.
If it's, mashed so much that you could spread it the way that it is, you just want to now spread it a little bit more, yeah. But if it's mashed into big pieces...
A mush.
A mush? Yeah, then you can spread it.
The same restriction applies to
Yontif? Tochein on Yontif? No. I have to, the truth, I'll take a look and see. What were machmir on Yontif and not? You can't be tochein. Tochein is not one of the malachas that was mutter because of ochel nefesh, stand to go and make flour. But whether it applies to the toldas or not on Yontif, stam it should.